you know, media is a political weapon, especially when two countries quarrel with each other. Turkey hosted the Muslim Brotherhood media with the bet that if it supports them, they can return back to rule Egypt and never forget who stood by them at the difficult time. The impact of these channels in the last 8 years did not produce the desired objective of overthrowing the Sisi's regime. If you cannot beat them, join them. So this is a turnabout that happened in Ankara. Having realized that these channels did not produce the desired effect, it was not difficult for Ankara to sacrifice them and show the Sisi regime that they are ready to open a new leaf and clear the atmosphere for closer relations. Mind you, in the last 8 years were the worst in modern Egyptian-Turkish relations. Turkey was the only country in the world that did not recognize Sisi as president of Egypt. And Erdogan personally repeatedly attacked him whenever he had a chance.
Relations between Egypt and Turkey have been deteriorating since 2013, when Egyptian military, then led by Defense Minister Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, removed Turkish ally and Islamist Mohamed Morsi from the presidency amid mass protests against his rule. Would Turkey stop its backing of Muslim Brotherhood?
The Muslim Brotherhood has lost a lot of its support domestically and also among the major powers in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia and Emirates. The only supporters in the region of the Muslim Brotherhood are Qatar and Turkey. With Erdogan as a strong backer of the Muslim Brotherhood, using Islamic issues to promote himself and Turkey as a new old Islamic caliphate, he won't totally abandon the Muslim Brotherhood, but may not push them to replace or harass the Egyptian government as in the last 8 years. New presidential elections in Turkey in 2023, if secular opposition win, may see the end of this alliance between Turkey and the Muslim Brotherhood and also its protection of the Muslim Brotherhood leaders without extraditing them.
The Turkish overtures came at a time when Ankara appears to be trying to find a way out of its isolation in recent years, mending ties with the European Union and working to defuse tension with Greece over maritime jurisdiction in the Mediterranean. What could an Egyptian-Turkish rapprochement lead to in the Middle East?
So far, Egypt remains cautious about stronger rapprochement with Turkey, because they don't want to disturb their close relationship with Greece, Cyprus, the Emirates, Saudi Arabia. Egyptian economic relations with Turkey remain strong despite political differences. National airways between the two countries continued to work. At the time when Qatar Airways were banned for 3 years from coming to Egypt, a rapprochement between Egypt and Turkey, if it happens, will help in reducing tensions in the Middle East and the East Mediterranean. We have seen that there is improvement in the position of the two countries regarding Libya. But tensions and mistrust will remain as long as Erdogan is still in power. When Turkey abandons its own new Ottoman regional expansion and stops trying to lead the Arab world, a real rapprochement may not happen until there is election in Ankara and a new leader comes to power and Turkey abandons intervening in Iraq and Syria.